Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. They were some of the most powerful men who've ever lived. They waged war, forged peace, and altered the fates of billions of people. And yet, they were just as human, just as flawed as you and me. They were the presidents of the United States, and they are the subjects of the history podcast, This American President. In each episode of This American President, we explore how flawed men have managed this awesome responsibility. To listen now, go to ParthenonPodcast.com or search This American President on your favorite podcast platform.
Welcome to the History Unplugged podcast, the unscripted show that celebrates unsung heroes, myth busts historical lies, and rediscovers the forgotten stories that changed our world. I'm your host, Scott Rank.
Hey everyone, welcome to one of those in-between episodes where I answer any question you have for me. Today's question is this: is there a city in Brazil founded by Confederates who left the United States after losing the Civil War? The answer is yes, and this is a fascinating story.
One of the most famous attributes of America is its history of immigration. It's very difficult to find people who can trace their family history back more than three or four generations. Mine, for example, came from Germany and other places in Northern Europe around this time. But what a lot of people don't realize is that immigration is an unfinished story. It's not as if people arrive in the United States or Western Europe that the story is finished, but groups of people can still continue to move onward for the same reasons that brought them to somewhere in America or the West. Maybe they think there's a better opportunity elsewhere. Well, that's what we're going to touch on in this podcast episode. Following the end of the Civil War, the South was economically devastated, partly because much of its economic base, slavery, was no longer legal, but also because the Civil War was such a destructive affair in the South that the industrial base was shattered. So immediately following the American Civil War, there were some Confederate soldiers who decided they were just unwilling to live under the rule of the Union. Reconstruction had gone badly for many of these Confederates, because their pre-war lifestyle was gone and replaced with wide-scale economic impoverishment. Many Southerners decided to go to the West, and some contemplated even leaving the United States completely. Former Confederate President Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee advised Southerners against this, telling them to rebuild their homelands, but many ignored their advice and set out for a new way of life to escape Northern rule during Reconstruction. Well, one opportunity greeted many of these people wanting to leave. Emperor Dom Pedro II of Brazil seized upon the opportunity by offering them an alternative life under Reconstruction. Brazil, for many decades, had been trying to grow its agricultural base and match North America and Europe. So Dom Pedro saw that there was an opportunity with all these disaffected Southerners. What he did was set up informal agencies across the South and offered subsidized passage to any American willing to emigrate to Brazil. There were even newspaper ads for chartered ships that appeared in nearly every daily newspaper. He even sent recruiters to Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and Texas to find experienced cotton farmers to grow the cotton base in Brazil, hoping that because slavery was still legal in his country, he could grow the economy and turn it into a powerhouse that might rise to the level that America had. Many Southerners saw this as an opportunity to rebuild their livelihood. So a group of them decided to build a community with Southern values right in the jungles of Brazil, and this group of people that emigrated from America to Brazil were known as the Confederados. Brazil didn't abolish slavery until 1888. However, a number of historians argue that that's not the only reason Confederate people went there. According to one independent researcher, only four families owned a total of 66 slaves from 1868 to 1875. Primarily, the Confederados used poorly paid native workers because they were more cost-effective than slaves. Many of these immigrants to Brazil were from Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and South Carolina. Eventually, about 60% of these confederados returned back to the United States because they found life in the jungle of Brazil too difficult, but many others stayed permanently to their colony that's located northwest of Sao Paulo. The colony was named Americana, and it was very much a southern-looking city. Bands played Dixie music, colonists would have dance affairs with pecan pies, and the Confederate flag flew everywhere. The construction looked exactly like the antebellum South. Many of the first Baptist churches in Brazil were located there. And despite many people thinking that the Confederacy was retrograde in its human rights values compared to America's North, these American Southerners actually imported a lot of modern forward-thinking values to Brazil. The public schools provided education for females, some of the first opportunities for women to get primary and secondary education in Brazil, and other elements that were progressive in the American legal system. They also brought a lot of their food there also, so traditional southern meals of biscuits and gravy, black-eyed peas, and grits were soon to be found in Brazil. There were some connections with the residents of Americana and their homeland of America. In 1906, the U.S. Secretary of State, Elihu Root, made a stop in Americana, but he didn't have much say to the people there. He later told the Confederados that they would never be welcome in the United States again. Americana was an interesting little cultural time capsule. It was kind of like if you go to Europe and there's a lot of immigrant communities of people from Eastern Europe or the Middle East or North Africa who aren't really culturally assimilated, it was kind of like that. But over time, the old Southern ways became diluted. By the second and third generation, Confederados began to intermarry with Brazilians and start speaking Portuguese. The land that was used to grow cotton was replaced with native sugarcane because it was more profitable, and only a few descendants still live on the land owned by their ancestors. Only about 10% of Americana's citizenry is descended from these original Confederates. Today, Americana has a population of about 200,000 people, but there are still a lot of ways that the values of the town live on. Every year, there's a festival. Fiesta Confederada is a celebration that takes place. It has Confederate flags, Confederate uniforms, food typical of the Old South, and dances and cultural events that look a lot like something out of Gone with the Wind. Amongst those English speakers that can be found, they speak with a distinctly Southern drawl, and the city also has Latin America's largest cowboy rodeo arena. So if anything Americana, the town, shows is that immigration is a constant ongoing process, and in whatever country you live in, if you look around far enough, you're probably going to be able to find an interesting little ethnic hub of people that don't quite fit into the mainstream, but probably have a very interesting story to tell.
Well, thank you so much for the question. If you would like to submit one to me, you can go to historyunplugpodcast.com. There you'll find instructions, and I'd be glad to answer anything that you can throw at me.
Thanks for listening to the History Unplugged podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show to get your daily dose of all things history related, from ancient Greece to the Cold War. You can do that by going to historyonthenet.com/subscribe. Speaking of History on the Net, if you want to dive deeper, go to our site historyonthenet.com, and there you'll find blog posts, book reviews, and all of our other podcast episodes. Plus, don't forget to rate and review this podcast so we can bring you the best daily history content possible. We'll see you next time at the History Unplugged podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.